Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good morning and welcome to the program. I am so excited to be here again 2 weeks in a row with the fabulous Shelley Hopper. So good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
How are you this wonderful day?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really good. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day. And one would never know that we're kind of locked in chaos right now. And
yeah.
I thought you could speak to it, maybe give us some information, some messages to help ease people in their hearts and their soul around what's going on.
Well, I feel that there'll be some kind of vaccine that they will be able to, you know, come up with, because we have had other viruses before and that were able to be contained and controlled. You know, so everyone will have to be vaccinated, especially children and older people. It's important for them to have a vaccine. And you know, with Skype and Zoom and Facebook Messenger, you know, people can connect with each other on the internet. You know, that can't contact with each other. They're able to connect on the internet, and I would advise contacting your friends and contacting your family. That you need to kind of have a system of support during this time, and you need to have people connecting together and having a system of support. And so I think with the technology that we have, video technology, that people could do chat time and FaceTime on either like Zoom or Skype. There's also a free conferencing, and there's also Facebook Messenger that are resources for doing video. Hello?
That's really cool. I really like that you are pointing to technology, because the cool part about where we are today is that we have technology, right? In the past, when we had these kinds of things, we didn't have technology.
Yes.
That's
and
awesome.
I think it's important for people to take advantage of these video services so that they can have FaceTime and connect. And, you know, because it's hard for people to be, if people are living alone, especially, and they don't have family, you know, and they're not able to go to their jobs, it's very hard to be isolated. And we need a consciousness of togetherness and not isolation.
Beautiful. So today is a little different from last week. So last week we had some fun conversation about your pet psychic skills. And today we're going to talk about Tarot.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk.
The tarot is composed of 78 cards. 56 of them are the minor arcana, and 22 of them are the major arcana. It's divided into the minor arcana and the major arcana. And the major arcana is composed of cups, swords, pentacles, and wands, and they represent different areas of our life. The cups have to do with your personal relationships, your love relationships, your family relationship, any kind a personal relationship. The wands are more creative. manifesting your creative abilities, and they are actually, it's the pentacles that are creative. The pentacles have to do with your money and your finances and your skills, your creativity, your skills. What do you do, you know, to make money? You know, how do you use your talents and abilities to make money? The wands have to do more with also manifestation of creativity, and they have to do with business. They have to do with enterprise and business. So they represent the cups are for relationship readings, wands are for career, pentacles are for money, and the swords have to do with obstacles, you know, and challenges, you know, sometimes conflicts that we are facing and how to overcome those conflicts. And how to come, you know, the areas of our life that are challenging us, that we need to learn lessons from, and that we need to overcome some kind of obstacle or difficulty or conflict, you know. So they're kind of the teacher card, you know. They teach us to overcome our conflicts and difficulties, and so that's what the Minor Arcana. And the Minor Arcana is connected to numerology, which is the key to understanding the meaning of the tarot can be discovered through numbers. So each number represents an idea, you know, our esoterical meaning, and the numbers are tools to gain a greater awareness about ourselves and others. And numbers can be used to reveal our life experiences. And the numbers of each of the there's, you know, four suits and 10 cards each. And the number of each of the suits of the Minor Arcana are 1 through 10. And so and the Major Arcana can also be broken down into numbers, you know. And so number 1 represents new beginnings. You know, new beginnings, it's new starts, and it's always new beginnings, or it's the individual that represents the individual self in the world. It's the seed that gives birth to new ideas. And 2 has to do with partnerships, you know, opposites coming together, you know, where 1 is the number of unity, 2 is the number of duality, it's the polarity of things coming and opposites coming together. It's our partnerships, it's our interactions to people, our interaction with things and people. And 3 is our creative expression of our ideas and communication, you know, so it represents the Trinity, you know, the body, mind, and spirit, and it's our creativity. So it's how you express your creative ideas for 3. And 4 is the number of manifestation of ideas. It's building a new foundation. So it's manifestation of things. 5 is always is kind of a challenging number. It's the number of change. So it represents changes, a cycle of change. You know, and you're receiving information and knowledge. And 6 is the number of healing and service and impact. It's empathic. People who are number 6 are usually empathic. So it has to do with service to other people, taking care of other people. It has to do with healing. And 7 has to do with spiritual intuition. It's the spiritual side of our nature. It's our higher self. It's psychic investigation. It has to do with intuition and spiritual wisdom. And 8 is also the number of manifestation of ideas, and it's the number of success and attainment of your goals. And 9 is the completion of our lessons. It's the ending cycle, which is the completion of all our lessons, you know, which is 1 through 8. And it's also preparing for a new beginning, which 10 is, you know, a 1 cycle. If you just read the 1 instead of the 0, it's a new beginning. And, you know, you've completed all your lessons, and now you're starting over and having a new beginning. And the 0 is kind of infinity. It has no beginning and no end. It's infinity. And did you have any questions,
Gosh. That was a lot of information. Wow.
Yeah.
So that really helped put things in perspective for me in terms of why, when some people read the tarot cards, they are literally not following a pattern that you may have learned if you took a class that says this is how you read cards. It's more complicated than that, isn't it?
Well, the tarot cards are not that complicated, I think. And when I teach people to read tarot, I give them a basic definition of the card. But the best way to read the tarot is your intuition. There's a lot of colors and images and pictures and symbols on the cards. And those are keys to tapping into your intuition that open up your intuitive awareness and open up the subconscious, because images and pictures and symbols have to do with the subconscious mind. And when you use your intuition to interpret these information on the cards, then the cards are not hard to read. Then you're able to pick up a lot of information for people on all areas of their life, because people want to know about their love life, they want to know about their career, they want to know about their finances, they want to know about health, and they also want to know about the future. And the tarot is a great tool for predicting both the past, present, and future. You can sometimes pick up past lives from the tarot, or pick up in things that have happened in people's past, like in their childhood. You could pick up their present situation, what is going on presently, and you can also predict the future, any changes that may be happening in their life.
I love it. That was really great. You have a lot of people waiting. I don't know if you want to start with a call now, or if you want to go through.
I would love to do some readings, yes.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. Good morning. You're live on the air with Shelley. Who are we speaking to? Hello?
Hello?
What is your name?
There you go. You're live on the air.
My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
I'm fine, Kimberly. How are you, Kimberly?
I am well. I'm well. Much better.
And Kimberly, how can we help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if Spirit had any information about a romantic relationship.
Well, I'm pulling some cards for you, and I get the Ace of Cups, which is new love. But I also get the Lovers, which means that there could be a relationship around you now, and I'm getting the Two of Pentacles. And Two, as I said, has to do with partnerships and opposites, you know, two things. So this is indicating to me that there is going to be, that there's somebody around now that you have had an involvement with that maybe has been, you know, the relationship has been a little bit up and down, but there is a love relationship in your future that right now. But there also is a new love relationship coming up, possibly around May, June, July. So what the cards are indicating is that you kind of have a choice of staying with the relationship that you're in or embarking on a new love. And you care about the person you are with, but with the Tower card, because the Tower is kind of things falling apart and a conflict and upheaval. With the Tower card, that means that there's been some difficulties in the relationship, that you're trying to hang on to the relationship, you know, because you love the person you're with, but there has been some obstacles and some difficulties and some challenges that you've had with the relationship. I feel that, you know, he is a good man. He's a good person. But he seems to be up and down with his emotions because he seems to also be dealing with some personal conflicts, you know, with the Ace of Cups. So that would be conflicts with his relationships, and it feels like it might be more in the his work relationships, you know, because I get the I'm getting the Six of Wands, and the Wands have to do with your career. So it seems to be some concerns about his career. He's kind of trying to make some decisions of whether or not to stay in a job he's been in a long time, are to embark on a new job. And with the Ace of Pentacles, he's going to be offered a new job this year. And I feel that as soon as he gets settled into a new job, if you hang in there with the relationship, which is my advice to hang in there and not give up on him, because I feel that once he gets settled into the new job, that your relationship is going to improve. He's going to start to open up more to you emotionally. So I feel that the relationship has a potential to work out, you know, that you don't need to, you know, to break off the relationship. I think you should hang in there. It's just going to take a little while for him to kind of get himself together. And he's had family issues, too, with the mother of his children, because the Empress comes up, which is kind of mother energy. And so he's had conflicts with the mother of his children, because I feel he's been married before and has kids, and he's had some difficulties with her. So he has a lot that is going on in his life that he is having to deal with right now, and that's why he's kind of withdrawn, you know, has been withdrawing and has been distant. It's not because he doesn't love you, and I'm not picking up anything indicating that he has any problems with you. You know,
I just wanted to say you're spot on with that last relationship, but I left him. It's been 2 years. It was toxic, so I haven't been in a relationship in 2 years.
Oh, okay. So I'm picking up the last relationship you had is what I'm
picking
up.
The last
because you pick up the past, present, and future, so I'm picking up the past. So I picked up the past relationship. Well, the cards did indicate, Kimberly, that there is also going to be a new love.
Right.
And that new love is and I wouldn't be surprised during this time of crises that you hear from the man that you were with 2 years ago. You know, I wouldn't be very surprised at all, because the Eight of Wands is communication. And so I wouldn't be surprised if you hear from him that he may be thinking of reaching out and contacting you, you know, because I think he misses the relationship. I think he really, truly loved you, and that he maybe misses the relationship. You know, he knows he messed up, you know, and I think he has regrets. You know, because the relationship he's in now, he is in a new relationship. It's been very hard and very difficult. And I think that it was not as difficult with you. Any difficulties in the relationship with him was caused by him, but you were not difficult. But it looks like with the Ace of Cups that there's new love on the horizons for you. I don't think it's going to be until June, July. I think you're going to meet him on the internet. I think you're going to meet him online. And I do feel, you know, that you'll meet him in June and July, and by October time you'll be in a new relationship. So there is new love on the horizon for you, Kimberly. And if you would like more of an in-depth reading with me, I have a special $30 for 30 minutes. And if you go to New Age Guilt, you could find me under Tarot Clairvoyant Medium Pet Psychic. You could get my contact information if you would like more of an in-depth reading.
Okay. So you don't do you not have a website? So I'd have to go through.
I have a website. My website is psychichorizon.com.
Okay.
And if you go to the service tab and scroll down to the bottom, you'll find the PayPal buttons. I take PayPal, and I'm offering 30 minutes for $30.
All right. You will hear from me. Thank you very much. You were spot on.
Thank you
very much.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly.
Awesome. Really good.
Thank you.
That was really good. And that I noticed, really loved.
What did you say, Terry?
This is Angel.
Oh, Angel. I'm sorry. I don't know why I call you Terry. I meant Angel.
I know, Mitch. Terry must be something that's about to happen.
Maybe there's going to be a Terry in your future.
the specificity of your reading that got down to the nitty gritty.
Are you asking
I was saying what I thought was cool, but if you want to tell us what your percentage of your accuracy is, please do.
I would say about 60%. I have, you know, if people go to my website, I have testimonials. No one can claim to be 100% accurate, but I have been at least 60% accurate. I have made a lot of predictions for people that have happened. I never remember when I do a reading for someone what I tell them, but people will call me back and, you know, tell me that the things that I said happened.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And I really do like that honesty and that integrity, because the reality is it's hard to be accurate 100%.
You have to be really 100% accurate. And sometimes things change because people have free will.
Right.
And we cannot interfere with them, especially during relationship readings, because people have free will. And, you know, we have no control over people's decisions.
Right.
And so
I agree with you on that one.
But most of the time things have happened, but sometimes free will can change the reading.
Perfect. Perfect. I would like to go to another. So I'm going to grab somebody else if you're ready.
Yes, I love doing readings. Yes.
Hi. I think that's great. Thank you for
Hi.
Coming. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Khalil.
What's your name, dear?
Khalil.
Khalil?
Yeah, I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hello, Khalil.
Hey, I was wondering when you'll see me going to Virginia Beach, because I heard that the COVID-19 was going to be over, the lockdown was going to be over around maybe like May, June, or July.
Yeah, and it's very possible that it might end sooner than that, because I feel that they're going to have a vaccine, and that it's going to be, everybody is going to be required to take the vaccine, and that the doctors will come to people's homes so they don't have to go out to give them the vaccine. So because there's going to be a vaccine, it could be before July time that this academic is over. So
okay.
I don't feel it's going to be probably until after July that you're going to be going to Virginia Beach. I'm getting that, putting some tarot cards down for you, and I got the Eight of Wands, and the Eight of Wands usually has to do with travel, and it also has to do with communication. And I'm picking up this would be long-distance communication, that you maybe have family and friends that are in another state. I feel that you have family and friends in another state. And as I was suggesting to people, do FaceTime. Go to Skype, go to Zoom, go to Facebook Messenger, go to free conferencing. You know, these are video services that you can use. They're free. And that you can have FaceTime with your family, and you can have FaceTime with your friends. And I think it's very important to do that. I've been doing that a lot, because otherwise you could feel very isolated, you know. And so this is indicating that you need to be reaching out and communicating to loved ones and communicating to friends that you need to do this time. And probably you'll be going to Virginia Beach this year, yes, but I don't see until August or September. But, yes, you will be taking a trip to Virginia Beach.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, and if I could, and I'm having a special right now, $30 for 30 minutes. If you need more of an in-depth reading about your future, you can call me at 818-744-5241. Or go to my website, psychichorizon.com.
Well, thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for calling.
All
and
right.
Thank you. Have a good day. Check out New Age Guide. They have, you know, not only do they have radio, they're going to have internet TV, and Angel is going to be having a psychic line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Thank you for coming to the show.
Well,
thank you,
dear. That was really great. We have more people to get to, but I had one question. for you as you're answering questions for people and you're, you know, getting to their to solutions, do you find it easier, difficult, or the same over the radio or over the phone?
The radio has been easy for me because I have a experience with radio, and I've done a lot of radio shows. So it's really easy for me to tune into people's energy on the radio.
Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
And Michael, how can I help you today? And thank you for joining the show. And how did you hear about the show?
Shelly, I've talked to you before several months ago, but, you know, I just kind of was browsing through Blog Talk, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, kind of just sitting here.
Oh, thank you. And Michael, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm in the process of getting my resume together and everything like that and sending it in, you know, looking to move to Phoenix area and, you know, going to start hitting up sales opportunities and things like that. I was just curious on what you, how you feel in and around that and kind of, you know, obviously with what's going on right now has put a wrinkle in everybody's plans. But at least it'll be prepped and ready to go, and just kind of curious on when you kind of see time-wise.
I do see you moving to Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona. I see a job coming up in Scottsdale or Phoenix in one of those areas. So I feel that by the end of the year that you're going to be moving to Arizona. So I do feel that you're going to get, you know, that you have a lot of good experience. And that when you you are going to be able to get your resume together and to be able to get response from your resume, because I see you posting it on the internet, and I see you getting response. So I feel, and I, you know, so I do feel I would also recommend Michael going to a recruiter, you know, that a recruiter that deals with jobs in your industry and that could find jobs out of state. Because a lot of companies use recruiters, and some of the better companies and the bigger companies use recruiters now because they're looking for qualified applicants. And I really feel that, you know, you are going to be posted on the internet, but I'm feeling very strongly, Michael, that a job may be coming in from a recruiter.
Oh, that's good to know. That's a different direction that I hadn't even thought about.
Yes, yeah. So I feel a recruiter is going to be a male, a man that's been that has a lot of experience with and that has a good track record with finding people jobs. And it's okay to ask for the recruiter for references, you know, people that he's got jobs for to get references from the recruiter. You should get at least two or three references, you know. But I feel this person does have references. That he's very good, that he owns the company, you know, his and the agency that he's working for, he owns it. And I do think you're going to get a very good job with a recruiter, and it's going to be in Phoenix or Scottsdale, you know, because I'm getting the card of the Six of Cups, which has to do with the Six of Swords, which has to do with a move. I'm getting the Ace of Wands, which is the Ace of Wands is a new job opportunity. I'm getting the Ten of Pentacles, which has to do with your home or property. So I'm kind of feeling that maybe around August, September, I think the academic we're in will be over by then. That as we get into August, September is when you're going to be making a move. I feel also within a year with the Ten of Pentacles, because that has to do with property and real estate in the home, I feel with the Ten of Pentacles that you're going to be buying a house. I don't see you buying a house and probably until February or March or April of next year. You know, you'll be moving August, September, and then around February, March, of April of next year, you're buying a home, because I do feel that your finances are going to be really good, Michael. You know, we're getting a lot of pentacle cards for you, which is money. You know, and I get the Ace of Pentacles. So I think that you're going to be getting with a new job, making more money. So, and if I could be a further help to you, Michael, I'm having a special, $30 for 30 minutes. Just call me at 818-744-5241 or go to psychichorizons.com. And thank you for calling me, Michael. I appreciate your support.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. That was very cool. So I really like that he found you. So somebody that connected with you and he was...
You like what? You like
kind
it?
Of,
that someone that,
kind of
that could be
walking around
with him? What?
I said that it's interesting that he was just on Blog Talk Radio trying to be entertained and he saw you and he connected with you before and you're like, oh, I want to listen to that.
Yeah.
I know her. And that, for me, is an example of where everybody's at right now, right? Just kind of trying to find something to do.
Yes.
And you had said something earlier about how you, vaccine. That there's a new
vaccine. Yeah, I think that there's going to come up as a vaccine. I think they're researching right now. That there's maybe about three of them that they are working on, and then they're going to make a decision of which one would be the most potent.
Right. I like that message of hope, which is really great.
Yeah.
So we have another caller. I'm going to let the caller come in because they're excited to be there. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Shelley. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller, you're there?
All right, we'll come back. We'll come back to that. And
all
who
right.
We have here? I think we have this person and you have a good morning. Are you're on the air? Hello?
Hello.
I think everybody's listening, and that's okay. Are you there? We'll give them a minute to get all caught up. We'll just keep talking up on the radio, because I do want to talk about your special, because that is a really good, a really aggressive special. So for 30 minutes, I can work with you, answer a question, get some support using any of your processes, or is this a tarot special?
But yes, I do tarot readings. I usually combine tarot and clairvoyance. I'm also a medium if people want to connect to their loved ones on the other side. I'm a pet psychic if people have information about pertaining to their issues with their pets. I also read auras, even though the person, I can read auras through my third eye. I can see colors from my third eye, so the person doesn't have to be in front of me for me to read their aura. So I'm also a medical intuitive if people have, you know, health issues and they want health information. So, you know, you could have a choice of what kind of reading you want. During the 30 minutes, we could do a combination of all the readings. You know, I could do all of them for you. And I'm able to answer questions about relationships, career, financial concerns, health. I could also do past lives, your pets, and make predictions for your future.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I have an unusual question. So if you were to do like a 3 or 5 card spread for the President of the United States, what would you tell him?
Let me put some cards down and see what would come up for the president.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping that Bernie Sanders wins. I don't want Trump in the White House. It looks like that Trump is going to be getting into with the Tower card coming up, he got off with the bad things that he did. They dismissed it. But it looks like that he is going to be having problems in the future, with the Tower card, because that's upheaval, so that could be his downfall, his greed, because around the Tower card, I'm getting the Two of Swords, which is turmoil, which has to do with sorrow. So, and I'm getting the Ace of Pentacles reversed, which means, that there's going to be some difficult, a situation coming up that he's going to do something. I feel it's going to involve taxes, because he never has showed his taxes, never. So I feel that there's something hidden around his taxes, and that's going to be uncovered. I don't think he's going to get reelected, but I think he's going to be having some tax problems, and the IRS is going to be coming out after him, and that they're going to uncover his tax records, and that after his term is served in the White House, he's going to have some tax problems, and then he's also going to do something illegal, because I'm picking up the Justice card, and the Justice card has to do with the law, and so he's going to have problems with the law. So I don't think things are going to be good for President Trump after his term.
Oh, wow. So we've got this in prosperity here for everybody to hear. So we'll check and see what happens here in the future. But I know it's going to be rough. In presidential terms, everybody has their moment, and this is his moment. I do have a question from the chat room. We have Ellen. Just the month and the day is May 26th, and she just wants to know if you have just some general information for her.
She just wants a general reading?
Correct.
All right, I put the cards down. Ellen, I'm picking up is very spiritual. A very spiritual person and very intuitive, because the Ace of Cups is dealing with her intuition, and it's showing that she has very strong intuition, that she's very psychic, and I would encourage her to study psychic development. But she also, with the Aquarian card, which is the Star card, which is the Aquarian card, and that with that Aquarian energy, she's very creative. She has a lot of creative ideas, and she should be writing down her creative ideas and trying to manifest her ideas. And Aquarian is also holistic healing, so I think that, and it also deals with medical. So I think that she has either done something and has an interest in holistic healing, or maybe getting involved with doing holistic healing in the future, maybe studying in Reiki, or that she may be, if she's not in the medical field right now, the cards are indicating that this is a field that could be good for her, and that she could have a lot of success in the medical field. I'm getting the Ten of Pentacles, which is property, which is her home. So I feel that she either has a home, that she may have a home, but maybe has in the past thought about selling her home and relocating, because I'm feeling maybe in 2021 that she is going to relocate, that she's going to end up selling her home and relocating, and that is going to be because in 2021 there's a new job, but the job is not in the state that she's in. It's out of state. So if she takes the job, she'll be relocating. Her and her family will be relocating, because it shows a new job, but I'm really picking up more towards next year with her making, with Ellen making a career change and making a change in her career. I'm also picking up family around her, so I feel she may be married, or if she's not married, the Ten of Cups could also be the marriage card, they would be a marriage in her future. So she's either married or there's going to be a marriage in her future,
okay.
Because I pick up love, a lot of love cards around her, the Ace of Cups, the Two of Cups, the Lovers. She's getting all the major love cards. And Ellen, did you have any questions that I didn't answer that you would like to ask me?
So while she's thinking about that, I will give you some feedback that she was giving during her reading.
She's giving
about
back?
Her background and her healing and so forth. And she said that she does Reiki. And first of all, she thinks this is a great reading.
She said she does
Reiki. And she also said that when you're talking about relocation, that she's thinking about relocating, but it's very vague right now. She says she's not married, but it's nice to hear about love in the cards. It is always nice to hear about love in the cards, right, Ellen?
Yeah, she's going to get married because if the Ten of Cups, that means there's a marriage coming up and that there is a relationship coming up. Possibly around May, June is a new relationship, and the man that she's going to meet is the man she's going to get married. So she does have marriage in the future, yes.
Okay, Ellen, are you happy about that? Ellen says thank you for a wonderful reading. That was really good. That was really, really good. Say again what your offering is that you're giving for the listeners to the program.
For people that want more of an in-depth reading in which I cover your relationships, your career path, your finances, your health, and future predictions, for any changes coming up in the future, I could read your pets. My special is $30 for 30 minutes. And you could go to my website, www.psychichorizon.com. I'm getting ready to put up a new website, so if that website is taken off, then call me at 818-744-5241.
Great. And that one thing I want to say for those who are listening, you know, everybody is in the same space, right? We're all sitting at our home, stuck in the home, and having somebody that can support you with this process would be really great. And Shelly has been really awesome. And
thank
Ellen
you.
Is going to follow up with you off the air. All right, I'm going to try one more time for the person that was holding here, see if they're back at their phone. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Did we grab
Hi.
You already once before?
Oh, yes. Hey, Shelly. My name is Tim, and Shelly, we spoke previously. I've been trying to do your meditation because you gave me to focus myself. The world's going a little crazy now. You know, I'm trying to talk to my guys about getting a new job, new situation, and now everything is flux because we're all in our houses in New York. I was just calling to see if you see anything opening up some way, somehow, anytime soon, or if you have any tips or words from spirit, help me along.
And yes, and how's the meditation's been working out for you?
I got to focus. I'm trying to quiet the mind. I'm trying a little music, doing a little nature sounds while I'm trying to do the visualization. But I did take copious notes, so I'm trying to be consistent every day now, starting yesterday.
If you have any problem with the meditation, just call me and I'll get on the phone with you and I'll guide you through the meditation if you have any problem
okay.
with it.
I will definitely give you a call.
And what was your name again? I know I read you before,
Tim,
but what was your name again?
Tim.
What?
Tim. Tim. T-I-M. Tim.
Oh, Tim. Oh, Tim. Oh, all right. Well, Tim, I am getting a card that indicates with the Ace of Wands, self-employment. I don't think you're working for yourself right now. But it's showing maybe within a year's time, even if you get a job now, which I feel, yes, there's a new job on the horizon. The Ace of Wands is also a new job. I do see you getting a new job by July or August. And it looks like your finances are going to improve. Right now, they're up and down with the Two of Pentacles. They're up and down. But with the Ace of Pentacles, it shows that there will be finances coming in, that there will be improvements with financial resources, that there will be improvements with money, that you will be getting a job by July time and working. I don't see you leaving New York. I feel the job, I feel you may relocate but not leave New York, that you and your girlfriend and your son will be, your family will still be in the New York area. That feels like it's a good place for you. But you'll be moving, okay, you know, from your residence with the Ten of Cups. You'll be moving from your residence and to a different section of New York, because I'm seeing you maybe working in New York City or working in Manhattan, that you're getting a job in New York City or Manhattan is where you're going to be working. Something with communications or creativity, because you're really good with a job that involves a lot of communicating and using your creativity. With the Ace of Wands, which is also creative. And so I'm getting a move for you and your family, and I'm getting a job. But within a year, you're going to branch out on your own and start your own business, you know, because it kind of shows that you're not destined for the rest of your life to work for somebody else, that it's your destiny to be self-employed and to work for yourself. So you're going to have an idea for a business, and within a year's time, you're going to be starting your own business.
Okay. That's certainly how I would prefer it. Thank you very much. I'm definitely going to call you about the meditation. I'm just trying to not freak out about the virus and staying in my house.
Yes, try not to worry about it, because you're in your home and you're safe. And I don't see you and your family getting sick.
Okay. Thank you so very much. I will be in touch with the meditation. Thanks
a lot. Yes, you can talk to me. Let me know if I could be of help to you, Jim.
You got it. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, dear.
All right. That was awesome. Somebody else who found you on Blog Talk that contacted
me before. I've been promoting in social media, and I have a mailing list. I send it out to my mailing list.
That's awesome.
I've been doing a lot of promoting of the show.
And you're on the main page, by the way. The show is on the first page of Blog Talk. It's a featured program, which is really cool.
Oh, thank you.
So I wanted to ask a question from somebody in the chat room. Yvette, do you see my personal business being successful? Apparently there's some fear with the coronavirus and all.
It's going to be challenging, you know, because I think your business has to do with clients, that you have a client-based business. With the cards that I'm getting the World card, which is success. That's a very powerful major arcana card. You're getting the World card, which is success. I'm getting the Magician card, which has to do with manifestation. So I'm getting two major arcana cards. So, yes, it does show, in spite of the coronavirus, with the World card, that you're going to have success and that you're going to be able, and that you're a manifester, that you are going to be able to manifest income. You are going to be able to manifest money with the Ace of Pentacles, that you're going to be able to manifest money. And you'll be dealing with people, I feel doing that you'll be dealing with your clients over the internet. I would do FaceTime with them, which you have Skype, you have Zoom, you have free conferencing, you have Facebook Messenger. I would do Facebook time with them. I feel people prefer to have FaceTime with you, you know, because they're used to dealing with you in person and you're not able to do in person right now. So I think that would help to increase your business by doing FaceTime with the clients online. But it looks like, in spite of the coronavirus, you're going to be successful and continue to do well.
That's awesome.
That it's a bit challenging for you with the Moon card. You know, the Moon card is kind of like a card of things that are hidden, And so the moon card is telling me not to be hidden, that you need to get out there, that people need to be able to find your business, that you need to have exposure, and doing the FaceTime is going to really help your business a lot. And did you have another question?
Apparently that was exactly what she wanted to hear. With everybody else.
If I could be of help to you, I'm having a special $30 for 30 minutes. My website's going to be taken down because I'm getting a new website, so maybe call me at 818-744-5241 if you would like more of an in-depth reading about your business and your future success.
Perfect.
And thank you for calling Blog Talk, Yvette.
No, that's awesome. And if any time people can't find you, you're featured on the front page of the New Age Guild website. There on the front page.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And so I have a question for you for the community. If you could do kind of the same thing you did for Donald Trump and do it for the community, so do it for the citizens, you know, how we're going to do when this is all done.
How the community is going to do, you're asking?
Yeah. Little reading.
Well, I feel that during this time that people are being isolated is a good time to meditate and, you know, to do meditation. And I'll give a meditation that each of you can do to open up your psychic senses to get information for yourself. And so this is a good time to meditate and to get and to write down your ideas. You know, to start making plans for your future. So this is a good time. It's not a time of action since people cannot take action except if they do business online. It's a time of inner perspective and for people to, for inner perspective, and it's a time for that. And so I think that there's a meditation you could do, which I open up your clairvoyance, your clairaudient, and your clairsentient. And you want to sit down in a room that's dark, and you want to have a purple and blue candle. Get the candle in the glass because those won't tip over. You know, so get yourself, you can order on Amazon a purple candle and blue candle since you can't go out to buy it. And get yourself a purple and blue candle, sit down in a dark room and light the candles and have your palms on your lap and have your palms up. That's a receiving mode. And then breathe in and breathe out through the nose until you're in a relaxed, receptive state. And then bring the color blue into your crown chakra. Bring it into the third eye. And you want to visualize like a rose opening up. You want to activate and open the chakras. And to activate and open the chakras, you visualize a blue rose opening up. And you're going to get thoughts, you're going to get feelings, you're going to get words for your clairaudient, you're going to get images, you're going to get pictures, and you may even have clairaudient. You know, the spirit and angels can talk, can connect with you and communicate with you through this process. And write down any information you have in a journal. You have yourself a meditation journal. And then open up the throat chakra, which is your clairaudient, and pay attention to the information you get. And if you get your spirits or anybody talking to you, ask them if they're your spirit guide or angel. And then go to the heart chakra, which is clairsentient and clairempathic, and open up your heart chakra and write down your information, because this is a good time to meditate and for inner perspective and to get ideas about your future, to get information about your future, any future changes or anything that you're supposed to be doing for your future. And so this would be a good meditation to do. And if anybody has any problems, just call me at 818-744-5241 and I'll guide you through it.
That was really awesome. We only have a few minutes left. I do have a couple more people. I thought I'd try to see if you could squeeze a quickie in with someone. But before I do, I wanted to let you know that Loki came up to sit on the table to look at you as you're on your broadcast. I just wanted you to know that. All right, let's see what we got here. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm sorry that I came in later, but I'm just fascinated with hearing about all your tips. And I guess with everything that's going on right now, can you offer people a tip on how to protect themselves energetically?
I feel psychically, you know, to protect themselves energetically, surround yourself with the I'm going to give you like a healing meditation that people can do to protect themselves for psychic protection and also for healing. Just because at this time of during this crisis, we need to heal. We need to heal our planet and we need to heal ourselves. So if you bring in green energy through the crown chakra and bring it in through the third eye chakra, activate the third eye chakra, bring it in through the throat, activate the throat chakra, bring it in through the heart, and just surround your whole body with green energy. That will protect you and also fill your body with healing energy. Also for protection, you could get amethyst crystal or you could get hematite. I prefer amethyst because it's more spiritual. It's for spiritual awareness too, and it will give you spiritual guidance as well as to protect you. So I would recommend wearing amethyst and doing this healing meditation and filling your body with green energy and doing it two or three times a day for protection and for healing. So those are the things I would protect, recommend to do energetically to protect ourselves.
Okay, great. That's a great tip. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Thank
you. Oh, my goodness. Here we are, Shelly, at the end, almost at the end of another hour together. You are always a delight to have on the program, and you always give some wonderful readings and insights for people. So if you want to, for everyone, how they can reach out to you and give them a call to action as we end the program.
My special is $30 for 30 minutes, and it would probably be best to go on New Age Guide to find me or to call me at 818-744-5241, you know, because I'm going to be changing my website. So anyone, what he wants to take advantage of the special, the readings I do are tarot, clairvoyant, medium, pet psychic, aura, medical intuitive, and I also can do past life.
Awesome. And for everyone listening, a dollar a minute for 30 minutes is a really great deal. And I know it can be tough out there. I know everybody's concerned. I know people are filled with anxiety, and sometimes talking to someone who has a little bit of insight that can help you kind of get grounded. What I like about Shelly's interactions with people is more than just giving a reading, it's giving support, giving us something to do to kind of get where we need to go, right?
Right.
And I think that that's really super important. And for everyone out there, please be safe, be healthy, be focused, and know that we are all going to come out of this okay. Wouldn't you say, Shelly?
Yes, I think so. I think just surround yourself with the purple light. You know, ask Saint Germain to surround you with the purple light. Call in the guardian angels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel. And get in a circle, visualize a circle around you, and call the angels in to protect you. And that's another way to surround yourself with protection.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Shelly. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news,